Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, His Addiction. I love the chance to tease someone when he lets me say exactly what to do, waits on my every word for instructions. I love hearing his ragged breathing as he begs for just one more stroke. One more chance to touch his engorged member. No, I say, not yet. I just want you to listen for now. And he listens to the sounds of me as I stroke my wet, pussy, describing for him in detail how I am moving my fingers over my wetness and teasing my clit. And I remind him frequently that his hands should not be on his cock right now. Yes, baby. And then I give in to what he wants. All right, stroke your cock for a moment, but you must stop when I'm done counting to 10. He yearns to reach his release before I say 10, but misses it just at the cusp. And I hear the disappointment echo in his exhale. I have him frustrated and weak. My pussy drips thinking about the control I am exercising. I coo in his ear and tell him that I'm about to slide a nice thick toy into my pussy. I let him listen to me fucking myself. As I come, I allow him to touch himself, but only with his fingertips. And I can almost hear him trying to figure out how he might be able to make himself come with that sort of stimulation. Oh yes, baby. The play goes on. 10 more seconds of a countdown. More near misses. More yearning and begging as I get more turned on by my power. I bet you're wondering now if I ever let the poor man come. Well, I guess you'll have to keep waiting. After all, we've established that I'm a tease. And you know, I'm a very naughty, salty vixen. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Do you want to fuck my mouth with your delicious cock? Oh yes, I hope so, baby, because I really need that cock in my mouth. Let's begin. He had me on the bed. You know, those rough hotel bedspreads that look like a Mardi Gras nightmare. My legs are spread open for him while he licked my clit and fucked my cunt with his beautiful fingers. It feels good. Yes. All the while stopping to make me repeat the same phrase over and over again. Yes, sir. You own me. Oh, he loves it when I beg him, and I do it willingly. His need to own and control me is only matched by my intense desire to surrender to him. Oh, God, his tongue. Dragging slowly over my clit, rough and wet. Hard, then soft. Kissing, sucking, flicking my clit until I burn. Yes, he stood at the edge of the bed and put my knees together and then told me to spread them again so he could watch. You spread your legs for anyone, don't you, slut? Oh, no, sir, I responded. Do you love me? He asked. Puzzled by his question, I answered quickly, yes, sir, always. He smiled, but his eyes turned dark. Prove it. He unbuttoned his pants and took his cock in his hand, taking it out and showing me his hard, gorgeous shaft. Show me what a good, salty vixen you are for me. Turn around so I can watch you while you suck my cock. Yes, baby. I turned so my head was close to him and slightly off the edge of the bed. Yes, his cock over my face. He leaned over me, so his cock slid into my throat. Slowly, yes, baby. He thrust slowly into my mouth. His warm, thick cock, familiar even after so much time apart. Yes, the sensation filled my senses. My pussy ached with wanting, and I sucked and milked his cock while he thrust slowly in and out of my mouth. He leaned over my body on the bed, using my mouth as a warm, inviting cunt. God, I love it. I love his cock so fucking much. He instructed me to rub my clit while he watched me. Yes, my fingers stroked my clit slowly. Again. And again. Yes, baby, like that. Yes, I'm touching myself for you. Trying to ease the aching. My body ached to feel him everywhere. I wanted his cock in my mouth, my cunt, my ass. I wanted him to fill every hole, physically and emotionally. His thrust stayed slow. Yes, baby. He grabbed my hands and pulled them away from my body. He was holding them at my sides, pinning them down so I could not stop him from thrusting his beautiful cock into my mouth. Yes, baby. My eyes teared as he fucked my throat, slower and deeper. Each time I prepared for each thrust, relaxing and opening my throat for him. But my eyes watered as he choked me with his beautiful thick cock with each delicious thrust. God, I love that cock. I did not dare to stop him. I had enough space that I could have turned my head. And he knew this. I've always complete trust in him. Yes, always. My delicious little slut, he grunted slowly at me. Yes, baby. I dream about fucking your slutty mouth. I want to fuck you so hard and bury my cock down. You so fucking deep, baby. Yes, do that, baby, yes. His cock started to jerk, and he pulled back and thrust his cock back in my mouth, fast and shallow. God, it's coming. Yes, his cum spurted on my tongue as he slowly pushed his cock back into my throat again. Yes, coming, and filling my mouth with his hot cream, making it drip out of my mouth and down my neck. Baby. God, I love that cum. Yes. Good, salty vixen. Such a good fuck you are, he said to me softly. That's so good. Yes. I hungrily sucked every drop from him, lavishing his attention until he pulled back to look at his slutty mess. Yes. He leaned down on his knees, putting his face near mine, and whispered in my ear, "This is why I will never leave you." Yes, baby. I love your cock, and I will give you a blowjob whenever you want it, because it's every man's dream, and every man should get it all the time. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, stay wet, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.